when we're lying together, and I know you're asleep. I can hear the soft sound of your breathing, so I get up and I go to the window. Outside, I can see all the houses, curtains shut tight against the night, asleep beneath roof tiles.
hang out with all of his friends. You can go and meet his mother and father. Better make sure that's where it ends. 'Cause baby, there's just one thing that you gotta know. Let him read your palm and guess your sign. Let him take you home and treat you fine. But baby, don't let him waste your time. Don't let him waste your time. 'Cause the years flashed by in an instant, and you wonder what he's waiting for. And then some skinny bitch walks by in some hot pants, and he's a running out the door. So remember that one thing that you gotta.
Yeah. The family tree was chainsawed Wednesday week. So now I have to mingle with the meek. Hey mister, you have finally met your match. Now everybody wants to kiss my snatch. To go where God knows who has gone before. I am a muse, not a mistress, not a whore. All suburban shits who want some claps all queue up to kiss my ass. And I was only trying to please. I never got any royalties. Oh no, not me. I'm still sliding through life on charm. Sliding through life on charm. If Marianne was born a man, she'd show you all a way to piss your life against the wall. Go ahead, why don't you leave me to these thugs and creeps who want to fuck a nun on drugs. Is it such a sin I never ever tried to harm? I had to know how far was going too far. Improper homes throughout the land, fathers try to understand why Eunice, who is 17, aspires to live her life like me. Oh no, can't you see, Daddy? She's just captivated by my charm. Sliding through life on charm. Sliding. Never. I wonder why the schools don't teach anything useful nowadays. Like how to fall from grace and slide with elegance from a pedestal I never asked to be on in the first place.
Sexualized. I woke up in the morning, I was sexualized. Now I don't care.
There's a famous seaside place called Blackpool that's noted for fresh air and fun. And Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom went there with young Albert, their son. A grand little lad was there, Albert, all dressed in his best, quite a swell. He'd a stick with an horse's head handle, the finest that Woolworths could sell. They didn't think much to the ocean, the waves they were fiddling and small. There were no wrecks, nobody drowned. In fact, nothing to laugh at all. So seeking for further amusement, they paid and went into the zoo, where they'd lions and tigers and camels, and old ale and sandwiches too. There was one great big lion called Wallace. His nose was all covered with scars. He lay in a somnolent posture, with the side of his face to the bars. Now, Albert had heard about lions, how they were ferocious and wild. And to see Wallace lying so peaceful, well, it didn't seem right to the child. So straight away the brave little fella, not showing a morsel of fear, took his stick with the horse's head handle, and he pushed it in Wallace's ear. Well, you could see that the lion didn't like it, for giving a kind of a roll, he pulled Albert inside the cage with him, and he swallowed the little lad whole. And Pa, who had seen the occurrence, and didn't know what to do next, said, "Mother, yon lion's at Albert." And Mother said, "Ooh, I am vexed." So Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom, quite rightly, when all said and done, complained to the animal keeper that the lion had eaten their son. And the keeper was quite nice about it. He said, "What a nasty mishap. Are you sure that it's your lad he's eaten?" Pa said, "Am I sure? There's his cap." So the manager had to be sent for. He came and he said, "What's to do?" Pa said, "Yon lion's et our Albert, and him in his Sunday clothes too." Then Mother said, "Right, right, young fella. I think it's a shame and a sin for a lion to go and eat Albert after we've paid to come in." The manager wanted no trouble. He took out his purse right away and he said, "How much to settle the matter?" And Pa said, "Well, what do you usually pay?" But Mother had turned a bit awkward when she thought where her Albert had gone. She said, "No, someone's got to be summoned." So that was decided upon. Round they went to the police station, in front of a magistrate chap. They told him what had happened to Albert, and they proved it by showing his cap. The magistrate gave his opinion that no one was really to blame, and he said that he hoped the Ramsbottoms would have further sons to their name. At that, Mother got proper blazing. "And thank you, sir, kindly," said she. "What, waste all our lives raising children to feed ruddy lions? Not me."
Distant information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me trace a party trying to get in touch with me. She did not leave a number, though I know she made the call, 'cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Please give me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd bring me here from Memphis, Tennessee. A home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Well, please help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. We were torn apart because someone did not agree, as she tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. All right. Thank you. I saw Marie, she was waving me goodbye. With hurry home drops on her cheeks that trickled from her eyes. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Let me get in touch with her in Memphis, Tennessee. All together now.
A long distance information hit me in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me trace some party trying to get in touch with me. Well, she did not leave her number, but I know she made a call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Yeah.
crawled out of bed. I got ready for the struggle. I smoked a cigarette and I tightened up my gut. I said, this can't be me, must be my double. And I can't forget,
can't forget.
No, I can't forget.
Can't forget.
Oh, I can't forget, but I don't remember what. I got this old address of someone that I knew. It was so high and fine and free. Yeah, you should have seen us. And I can't forget.
Can't forget.
No, I can't forget.
I can't
no,
forget.
I can't forget. But I don't remember who. Oh, I'll be there today with a big bouquet of cactus. I got this rig that runs on memories. Oh, and I promise, cross my heart, they'll never catch us. No, no, no. But if they do, you can just tell them it was me. Yeah, it was me. Oh, I loved you all my life, and that's the way I want to end it. The summer's almost gone and the winter's tuning up. Yeah, the summer's gone, but a lot goes on forever. And I can't forget. No, I can't forget. Oh, I can't forget, but I don't remember what.
not follow where I am leading. Someone must clear these things away.
It's over.